Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's just take a look at all three locals right now. I know Mizzou had a bye. KU and K-State were both in action. And now an updated look on how we see it finishing for these locals. We did our preseason predictions like everybody back in of August and everything. But right now, let's start with Missouri, okay? They're 5-0. We know they have a huge test coming up against Alabama, who's number 8 in the country. Then they have games at Auburn, at Vandy. They still have a game against A&M and Oklahoma on the schedule on the road in Norman, by the way.
That is a brutal
schedule.
The
easier games on the paper, of course, are Mississippi State and then at Arkansas, obviously, to wrap up the season as well. Look, their path, we've kind of gone over their path more than any of the other locals. I mean, it is all there in front of them. Now, it's a very tough road. They can afford a couple losses, but if you beat Alabama, all of a sudden, they go from just having a 3-1 chance to make the college football playoff to
even money, probably.
Yeah, or better. I mean, this is a huge swing, and this is a monumental test for them Saturday. I don't know. What time is the kickoff? Do we know the kickoff time? I'm sure we do. But
11.
11 a.m., so early kick. Okay.
Is this like the second or third biggest game they've played since being in the SEC? They've had a couple of big ones.
I have to go back because they won the SEC East before.
They won the SEC title game twice. Yeah.
So those, I know, and those are at least two of them, right?
I would say top five for sure.
This has got to be in that ranking.
At least.
Alabama, yeah. You got them at home. You're undefeated. The college football, the year they were in the SEC title game, Drew, had they won it, they probably are one of the final four teams remaining. So same thing, right? You actually get to play in the, whatever, that was a four-team tournament, now a 12-team tournament. You actually get to play in the final part of it for a chance to win a national championship.
It's definitely up there for sure.
That's why I feel like it's maybe, it's at the very least top five. There's no question for
it. And let's say they win it.
Does anyone think they're beating Alabama?
I don't think they're going to beat Bama.
It's really tough, man.
I don't think they beat Bama, but I think they'll go to Auburn and Vandy and win. So they can lose to Bama. Bounce back and beat Auburn and Vandy on the road. The Bama one is, if you quote unquote steal this one, I know it's a home game, but if you steal this one, then you're sitting really, really pretty the rest of the way.
Well, to your point, Cody, they might not just have this one that's in that top five of biggest games since then, but also the Oklahoma game is I think that one is also going to be in that equation.
It might be a win and you're in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that game might be for a playoff berth for whoever wins that game.
Yeah, that definitely sets up that way. Missouri, we'll talk later in the week more about their game. Just a massive opportunity against a top 10 team in the country. Then you go to KU. They're now 4-2. They had to beat UCF.
Wasn't pretty.
It wasn't.
But it was a win.
They dug themselves a little bit of a hole. They were able to come back in that atmosphere down in UCF. And now they get number 9 Texas Tech, who looks
the top scoring team in the country.
Like the class of the Big 12 to this point in time. We already discussed the NIL money and the talent, and boy, it's paying off already for them.
In fairness, if they win this, if Kansas pulls a massive upset, what are they, 15 point? How big of underdogs are they? Anybody know?
Latest line? Yeah, they're significant dogs.
If they buy some miracle.
This is their best opponent remaining.
And this is a much longer shot than the Alabama game. If they some miracle win this game, they got a real chance at the Big 12 title game. And so that part of it has to be taken seriously.
13.5-point dogs on the road in Lubbock. It's, I think, a 6:30 kickoff. Yeah, 6:30 kickoff. The total for the game is 60.5, so everybody's expecting this just to be some fireworks and points all over the place. But yeah, look, their path, you know, it depends on what we're talking about. Are we still talking Big 12 title game possibility? Are we just talking about having an 8-win season? Because look, you drop one to Tech, that's realistic, okay? They go to 4-3. Then K-State is extremely vulnerable.
If you haven't beaten them in a billion years.
Correct. All right, so let's just play it out. Okay, let's say 5-3. Oklahoma State's terrible.
Yep,
6-3. Arizona, I think, is a toss-up game.
Let's call it 6-4 since we gave him Kansas State.
Okay, sure. Iowa State is a... See, this is where I still think...
6-5.
6 6-5, and then Utah is a top. I mean, so this is where I still think a 6-win season, unfortunately, is still only in play. I don't know if like the 8-win season is all that realistic for them anymore.
For Kansas, I know it's it would be a disappointing year just because of the quarterback you've got and how long you've had him in your program at Kansas. But for Kansas, every year in which their head's above water, they're 7 wins or better. I feel like at least as a program, you are still balancing yourself out. That truthfully, until we're 10 years into this thing and they continue to get 7 or 8 wins,
right,
that's a win for Kansas because they have to be able to prove stability over the long haul before I'm going to start putting pressure on them to be better. Missouri, they've been stable for a long time, have a schedule that favors them still overall, already started 5-0. They got pressure to get in the college football playoff again this year because they missed it last year. And then K-State,
I don't even know where to start with them
because that thing fell apart on them so fast.
They're 2-4. They lost on a blocked field goal after, you know, giving up a last-second field goal to Baylor. That was a game K-State should have had. Their path to just get to a bowl game, TCU, good luck.
Tough.
At KU, I'll still say because of the history and everything, it's a tough game, but
it's weird.
Tech, they're not being Texas Tech. Mm. At Oklahoma State, that's a winnable game. At Utah,
that's probably a loss.
Colorado's winnable this year, but again, at that point, is K-State checked out? You don't know, right? It just depends where they're at. Are they going to get to say, where's 4 wins on that schedule, guys?
They have to beat Kansas.
If they're going to
get to Oklahoma State, KU is 2. Where are they picking up 2 more?
Colorado.
TCU, Colorado, and Utah.
Maybe TCU.
Yeah.
I mean, it's obviously going to be a grind to get to 6.
What's crazy is in the 4 losses, they could have won so many.
They're just like Kansas from last season.
Could have won in Ireland. Could have won yesterday.
Sure.
Like there's not a crazy. This isn't one of those like make believe homerisms.
Could have lost to North Dakota though.
Could have lost. There's a universe. Yeah. That's why the Kansas comp to last year is actually really good.
Yeah.
Every game they play is close. Every game they could have won. But what's the last time? I'd have to look it up. When's the last time that Kansas State didn't get in a bowl game? Was it that 2020, 2019 year? Like right around there?
The first year that Klieman was there, I think they went.
And then a couple of those years, like one of the years under Bill Snyder, I remember, didn't go great. But so like maybe that year, if it wasn't
Chris
the last
Kleiman's
year of Klieman.
Getting fired by any, by any stretch.
I'm not asking that, but like,
I mean, is anybody, I don't think anybody's like seriously having that conversation. That'd be crazy. He, to me, has been very, very, very good for that program.
I got to say, it especially hurts or should hurt for Kansas State fans for the obvious reason. They got their guy. Avery was supposed to be their guy.
He played great on Saturday.
He did.
He was so good.
Up until he made the critical mistake at the end, Drew. He played a nearly perfect game, I would argue. Up until that one mistake in the fourth quarter, I would say he was phenomenal. But when you get your guy at quarterback, you have your star. The problem is if you miss a bowl game with Avery Johnson, and then you go through this year, well, there's a chance he just enters the portal and he goes to play great for someone
else. Which is why, there's absolutely still
there's something to play for Kansas State.
100%. Which I think, and even a lot of people are mad at Matt Wells and Chris Klieman for the late game little time management debacle, which they had where it was 2nd and goal. They threw the ball twice, both incompletions. Baylor didn't have to use their final timeout, and it gave them extra time. K-State took the lead after the Avery Johnson pick 6, but, they weren't able to make enough plays when it mattered most. And as a result, they end up losing the game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.